Leo Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris had a large crowd on Tuesday at her first rally since effectively clinching the Democratic presidential nomination as she launched fresh attacks on Donald Trump for trying to, quote, take the country backward. In a stark contrast to outgoing President Joe Biden's often stumbling and low-energy speeches, Harris gave a punchy and enthusiastic address that was greeted with cheers at the event in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call ahead of next month's Democratic National Convention with Kamala Harris favored, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The DNC convention starts August 19th, but Democrats are moving towards a virtual roll call ahead of that to formally nominate Kamala Harris for president. Connecticut Delegate Kenneth McClary.
Anywhere between August 1st and August 7th, there is a potential roll call vote because of some issues with access to the ballot. We know that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are going to put legal challenges all across this country to stop Kamala Harris.
I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from two landslides in southern Ethiopia has jumped to 229 and could rise further as the search for survivors and casualties continued into a second day, a government official said on Tuesday. Following heavy rain, a landslide buried people in southern Ethiopia on Sunday night. Then a second one engulfed others who had gathered to help on Monday morning. Footage shared by the local administration showed people digging up bodies with shovels and bare hands. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he was deeply saddened by the terrible loss of life and that federal officials have been deployed to reduce the impact of the disaster.